This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for October the 31st, 2022. The first patient is Henry Dollard. The last name is D-O-L-L-A-R-D. Dollard. D like in Delta, O-L-L-A-R-D like in Delta. Clinical case of a 73-year-old African-American that is following the practice because of a kidney transplant that was done in 2015. The laboratory workup that was done on the 24th of October of 2022, the creatinine is 2.5, the BUN is 34, and the estimated GFR is 26 mLs per minute, period. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is consistent with 1,700 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is less than the prior determinations, and the patient is taking lisinopril, which is an ACE inhibitor. The blood pressure is well controlled with the administration of this ACE inhibitor. And the patient is in a borderline situation to be a candidate for the administration of finerenone, F-I-N like in November, E-R like in Roger, O-N-O-N-E. This patient has a GFR of 26, has tendency to hyperkalemia, even though the potassium was reported 4.6 milliequivalents per liter. Period. The patient fasting blood sugar is in 74, and I don't think it's a good idea of using SGLT2 inhibitor at this point. In any event, we're going to continue the observation in this patient, period. The tacrolimus level came down to 9.7. For that reason, we are going to give an evening holiday on Mondays. He's not going to take 1 milligram at night. The rest of the night, he will take the 1 milligram, and in the mornings, always 2 milligrams. We will monitor the tacrolimus level. Following number, the patient was having problems and pain in the left eye that was initially interpreted by the ophthalmologist like an hand infection. We, in desperation, sent him for a examination of the posterior part of the eye, and they got to the conclusion that the patient just had pain related to glaucoma. Once the treatment was initiated, the pain subsided, and the patient has been recovering the patient has been recovering eyesight. Following number, arterial hypertension under control. Following number, hyperuricemia under control with the administration of Uloric. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, hyperlipidemia under control. Following number, hypercoagulable state on warfarin. We are going to reevaluate the case in 2 months with laboratory workup. Period of note is that the patient has been evaluated by the transplant nephrologist. And she thinks that most of the problems are associated to the administration of the program that at one time was toxic. period, we spent 6 minutes of examining the laboratory workup, 12 minutes in the face-to-face, and 5 minutes in the documentation.